The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a global faith with millions of members, but one particular group of Mormon faithful feel a special affinity for President Thomas S. Monson, who died last night at the age of 90.
I was really shocked this morning when I heard the news that he had passed away overnight, because he was very well liked by particularly the German people. They have known him for many years. And under the condition that particular what used to be East Germany, people really liked him.
That's Volker Hagen, bishop of a German-speaking LDS ward in Salt Lake City. He fled East Germany in 1960 as a refugee, coming to the United States in 1965.
My family is still over there, has lived over there. They were all excited when the news came about that there will be a temple, because most of the people wanted to go to the temple, but due to the political problems, they weren't allowed to leave the country because the government was afraid that they might leave for good and then come back. But some people have done that. Some people have been in the Swiss temple while it was available in those early days. But it was a great blessing when it was announced that there will be a temple in Freiberg, and everybody looked forward to it. And my wife was able to be there with our two children for the dedication. Our two girls were with her. 1985.
That was 4 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall. President Monson championed the effort to build an LDS temple in East Germany. Bishop Hagen was called to serve in 1993 and says he drew inspiration from President Monson.
Well, it has inspired me to do the best that I can in order to be of service to my fellow men, and in this case, to my members in our ward. When I was set apart and called as a bishop, we had not quite 200 members. Our membership now has gone down quite a bit. We are just a smaller group now, but we're still strong in the gospel. And our memories, particularly with President Monson and the work that he'd done for the German people, was outstanding.
Bishop Hagen says the best way to emulate President Monson is to be of service to your fellow man.